It's gotten quieter since the summer, but the question of whether to take down signs and symbols of the Confederacy has not gone away. And it's not just the U.S. that's struggling with a divisive history. France has its own colonial past to deal with. And recently, the Paris City Council weighed in on one particular image. The council voted to remove a controversial sign that's been up on a Paris wall for more than a century. But some of the neighbors say the sign should stay where it is, even if it does seem racist. From Paris, Adeline Sia has our story.
Place de la Contrescarpe in the Latin Quarter of Paris is a picturesque cobblestone square with a fountain surrounded by cafes and terraces. But there's an antique sign here that has reignited a controversy. It's a 19th century painting on a building above a grocery store. It shows a black man and a white woman in 18th century style servants' clothes about to share a beverage in a sitting room. Above the painting is the infamous name of the original shop. In large letters, it reads, Au Negre Joyeux, or At the Happy Negroes. It's been a flashpoint for years.
L'enseigne au Negre Joyeux est régulièrement l'objet de vandalisme.
Michel Sidom says the sign has been vandalized, and he understands why. But he's part of a group of Parisians who disagree with the city council's decision to remove it and put it in the museum. The sign may be a remnant of France's colonial past, he says, but it's a relatively tame one.
On voit bien qu'il y a un homme de couleur de peau noire, une femme de couleur de peau blanche.
You can see there's a black man and a white woman both standing. The woman has a chambermaid outfit, she has an apron and a bonnet. The man has a napkin around his neck, so they're most likely shop employees or servants. So it's not the worst colonialist picture you've ever seen. Amélie Fabot-Mamet, who's in Sidom's group, agrees the picture itself is not offensive. But she says even if it were, it should stay on the wall because it's part of France's history. Fabot-Mamet has lived in this Paris neighborhood for 20 years, but was born and raised in Cameroon, a former French colony. Her group wants the city to put up a plaque next to the painting that explains the disastrous consequences of colonization.
C'est la vérité. Une trace de l'histoire.
It's the truth. It's a trace of history, a basis for discussion, she says. It invites people to look up and talk about it. We have to confront our history and look at it with courage. But City Council Representative Raphaël Primet, who voted to remove the sign, says a plaque would not be enough. The fact that the painting has been vandalized several times is proof that many people still find it offensive, she says. An explanation on a plaque would not neutralize its negative message. Louis Georgetin, who's head of the Representative Council of Black Associations, or CRAN, says even if the painting's scene can be interpreted in different ways, there's no doubt about its true purpose.
This image serves colonialist propaganda. The name Happy Negro is meant to give an enchanted image of what was a crime against humanity. It distorts reality.
To him, though, this is only one of the many objectionable signs still on display in Paris, like a 19th century ceramic tile sign that depicts a half-naked slave serving a well-dressed white man in a tropical setting. Even worse, in Tain's opinion, is the statue of Jean-Baptiste Colbert, who was Louis XIV's Minister of Finance in the 17th century.
In front of the National Assembly building, we have a statue of Colbert, this minister who legalized slavery. At the top of the Assembly building, it reads, liberty, equality, fraternity, even though Colbert was the enemy of all three. So in France, we have a problem recognizing what our core values and symbols are.
Tain goes on to say he wishes French mayors would follow the lead of some American officials who have moved to take down Civil War monuments, especially after Charlottesville. Back on the Latin Quarter Square, a woman passing by stops to look at the Happy Negro painting. Radia Benefissa says she's not sure what to make of it, but in her gut,
j'aime pas. On dirait une discrimination, je sais pas.
I don't like it, she says. Benefissa says she's confused by the image. It seems racist to her. Is it about slavery, she wonders. Or does the fact that there's a black man and a white woman eating together mean whites and blacks are equal? Hard to say. The Paris City Council had planned to take the painting down last week and have it restored before sending it to a museum. But residents who oppose that will now get a hearing that could potentially keep this controversial image up on the wall. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.